G'day, we hope you're enjoying our podcast. Producing a podcast is costly, both time and money. If you'd like to show your support and offer a one-off payment, even the price of a coffee or a beer, that'd be greatly appreciated and would go a long way to support us. If you'd like to leave a donation, head to the show notes of this episode and click on the Acast supporter link. Be sure to leave your message of support too. Thanks again.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A young mother sets up camp with her family. A ski instructor drifts off to sleep beside his wife.
Night, hon.
A miner clocks on for a night shift underground. These ordinary Australians were about to face extraordinary events.
A full-scale search
that would be devastatingly traumatic and highly newsworthy.
To have been taken by a dingo.
A wall of mud and water buried two ski lodges shortly.
News just in, a rockfall has been reported at the Beaconsfield mine.
Not one anticipated danger and disaster, expected ongoing media and public attention, or imagined becoming an accidental celebrity. Lindy Chamberlain-Creighton, James Scott, Stuart Diver, Bruce and Denise Morecambe, Todd Russell, Rosie Batty. Once anonymous individuals who suddenly found themselves household names and familiar faces across Australia, even internationally.
I rarely go anywhere without being recognised, and often when I think I've not recognised, and you'll be in a store or something, you think, oh, nobody knows being here, and you may make a purchase and go to leave and they say, thank you, Lindy.
Now we turn the spotlight on the media, taking you inside a shrewd industry that plucks unknowns from obscurity to feed our fascination with the suffering and survival of strangers.
All we wanted to do was have our life back, move on, spend as much time as you can with the family and enjoy life.
Each episode delves into the experiences of a media target, a first-hand account of wrestling for control while rising to prominence. I'm Fiona Reynolds. After 30 years as a journalist and media executive, I help expose the tricks of a competitive trade, the relentless pursuits, the betrayals of truth and trust.
It was really sad that for a while there, I wished I hadn't been found. I wish I'd just died up in the mountain. I didn't have to come back and face all these problems.
Stronger and far more media savvy today, these high-profile Australians provide rare insights into the price of fame.
I'm firmly of the belief that if you're going to make money out of someone else's tragedy, you have to pay for that. It's just not a free service.
Along the way, you'll hear why they participated in coverage, whether to issue a warning, update and thank the community, or seek public support for a cause.
Yeah, the strongest ally or the biggest tool in our arsenal is the media.
I don't know whether Daniel's case would have been solved. I don't know.
I'm doing this for the women and children who have been murdered. That's why I do it.
Accidental Celebrity. Launching on February 1st. Listen on Acast, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.